Here it is, the height of the summer, and it is the height of the summer theater season. And joining me to talk about the no theater summer is artistic director Andrew Hungerford. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Now, the no seems to just keep going. You got a season, then you got Fringe, then you got summer, then you got your season. So we've just finished Fringe a few weeks ago, and now we're looking at a summer full of theater activity at the no.
That's right. You know, one of the things that often happens in Cincinnati is there's a lull in the theater season. And for us, it's always been sort of a post-Fringe lull, which sometimes feels like a decompression. But on the other hand, there are so many plays we want to do and so much work we want to produce that the past two seasons, we've decided to just jump right back into it.
Now, one of your summer offerings actually started a couple of weeks ago, and that is the popular Serials. And for the summer, you're doing the Serials Roundhouse. Tell us what this is all about.
That's right. So our Serials program, which we began last summer, is in its essence taking a lesson from episodic TV. So we take a collection of plays by local writers, brand new plays, and divide them into episodes that we produce every 2 weeks. So each evening you'll see 5 15-minute episodes of new plays, and then you come back 2 weeks later and you see the next episode. So it gives audiences a chance to really latch onto these characters and follow them as they develop over the course of the season. And so what we've done with Serials Roundhouse is at the end of our last run of Serials last winter, we had an audience vote on what the new format should be for the next time we did it, and this was the winner. What Roundhouse means is we have 5 plays that were created by 5 playwrights, but every episode we switch which playwright is writing which show. So even the playwrights who created the show don't necessarily know where the story is going. At our first episode, we had some really great audience response. We've got some really exciting shows with some really exciting cliffhangers. But one of the other things to keep in mind is if audience members happen to miss one episode, it's okay, because each week we require the writers to do a previously on update. So it's just like your favorite TV show. You'll get an update of everything you need to know for the last few episodes to get you up to speed.
This is really kind of a great concept because, first of all, you're taking the episodic approach and you're giving an opportunity for local writers to experiment with what they do and how they approach their work. You're also offering an opportunity for actors to kind of, you know, they do part of the show and then they have a week or two to cogitate on what's been going on and what their character and develop it further. Have you found that the artists involved are excited to do this kind of thing, or are they kind of like, oh, I don't know?
Everybody seems really excited, which is great. And one of the crazy things about the way the Roundhouse works is all the writers find out which show they'll be writing for the next episode at the end of the evening's performances. So the writers have 1 week to write a 15-minute episode, and then the director and actors have 1 week to rehearse it. So it's really, really fast-paced. And one of the things that we said to the audience at episode one, you will never see plays newer than this. And one of the interesting things for playwrights as well is it often takes so long for plays in theater to go through a development process and find their way to stage. It just takes a really long time from putting those words on the page to seeing it on stage. And one of the things I love about Serials is it's virtually instantaneous. They will write the show 1 week, then 1 week later, they'll see it on its feet and really be able to get a sense of what's working and own their writing skills. And yeah, it's an exciting process.
Now, this isn't the only thing going on. You have coming up on July 11th and 12th, the 1 Minute Play Festival. 1 Minute Plays?
That's right. So the 1 Minute Play Festival is a national festival that partners with theaters around the country. And so the way it works is we recruit a whole large group of local playwrights. I think there's about 30 in our local play festival, and then a series of directors. And so the playwrights write a collection of short 1 minute plays that are then curated by the artistic director of the 1 minute play festival, Dominic D'Andrea. And he's been doing this for several years and has such a great sense of how to put together these tiny little snapshots into a cohesive evening of entertainment. And one of the things that's great about it is, so in a 1 minute play, you get just sort of again, a snapshot. It's a moment. It's a little look at a tiny story. And it ends up making kind of a barometer for the community. So with all of these disparate playwrights and their collection of plays, you really get a sense of what's on the mind of a community and what issues are being discussed right now. And one of the things that they've found in other communities they've been to is going back year after year, you can get a really strong sense of how the issues in the community are changing based on what the one-minute plays are.
And this is something that's been in several major cities across the country for quite some time. It's finally coming here to Cincinnati. This is the first time we're seeing it. And you've got quite a number of well-known local talent involved in this. I mean, you've got Linnea Bond, John Brommels, Michael Burnham, Mike Hall, Brian Griffin, Robert Mackey, Joe McDonough. Were people receptive to this, or were they like me earlier saying, 1 minute?
I think people were really excited about it. One thing is, it's really fascinating to have a constraint that you can play in as an artist. So the arbitrary limit of, okay, what story can I tell in 1 minute, I think is a really fascinating challenge. And sometimes the short form is more difficult than the long form. So I think it's a really cool experiment to be able to say, okay, how much can I say and how well can I say it in this really limited amount of time? So yeah, we had some really great response.
And how many people can you involve in a 1 minute play in terms of the performers? I'm curious about that.
Well, I think we'll all be excited to see that soon.
I'm looking forward to that one that has like 1,200 people. No, not really. And again, this is a new experience for most theater goers. They're probably not used to, I mean, they're used to short plays, but these are teeny plays.
Yeah, they're tiny little bite sizes, which I think, again, will be a really interesting experience because it's not just about the individual plays. It's how does this collection interact? How do all of these tiny individual works speak to each other? And what's the whole sense of the evening provide?
Now, we've gone from episodic theater to one-minute theater. It seems to be getting smaller and smaller, but now you have a big musical coming up opening on July 24th.
That's right. We are so excited to be producing this musical, 100 Days, by husband and wife singer-songwriter team, The Bengtsons. This is a show that was featured as a fringe development project at the Cincy Fringe a few years ago under a different title, The Proof. And then it was commissioned into a full-length work by a theater called Z-Space in San Francisco. And so they premiered the full-length musical a little over a year ago, and now we get to do the next version of the show in this exciting development run here at The Know. And it's really difficult to find words to describe, and it's fascinating talking with the Bengtsons and the director, Ann Coffin, about what are the best words to describe it. So what we've ended up on is an alt folk rock opera, because their music isn't really Americana and it's not really folk rock, but it's sort of folky, but it's not full on rock and roll. So it's, how do you describe that to people in a way that makes them get it? I think the best way to describe it is it's music you'll love, but so it's a great story that really explores the way that we tell stories through musical theater, among other things, and the stories we tell ourselves to sort of get through what life throws at us. So it's basically, it's a mashup of straight up storytelling and a full on concert. There's a story told by this band on stage. And it's about a young couple that falls in love, gets married very quickly, and then discovers that he is dying, and they only have 100 days left together. And so they vow to live the next 100 days as though it were the 60 years they thought they would have. And so it is a beautiful, emotional roller coaster ride of a musical that we're so excited to do.
Wow. Sounds like a full summer on your plate.
It is. It really is.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Andrew Hungerford, the artistic director at The Know Theater. Thank you for joining us, Andrew.
Thank you so much, Jim.
For more information on The Know Theater Summer, including the Serials Roundhouse, the 1 Minute Play Festival, and 100 Days, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.